Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show, for one more time, it's Morgan and Bill. It's the
final countdown. Why does it slap?
I mean, the countdown clock started when you made the announcement.
Yeah, but this is the final countdown.
Yeah, we're down to the final few hours now. How are you feeling?
Good question. I don't really know, to be completely honest with you. I think most times in life I suppress my emotions, so they're pretty suppressed right now. But I told David yesterday I'm having a lot of, like, big emotions. Like, I'm sad, I'm excited, I'm anxious, I'm at peace. You know what I mean? So they, just a lot going on in there.
And they come, when do these emotions surface? It could be any time?
Yeah, mostly right before I go to sleep, you know, to send me into a bit of a spiral so then I don't sleep at all at night. But actually, last night I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I mean, everything today is the last time that you'll be doing everything.
Right.
I mean, today was the last drive into work. Into downtown.
Still don't remember it. Some things never change. I black out every morning on the way here, but I treated myself with a little Dunkin' coffee this morning instead of making it myself.
Oh, that's nice. So you found a drive-thru that's open. What time do they open up? Like 5 a.m.?
Yeah, 5 a.m. And thankfully, at my new house, there's one literally on my street. Like, I have to pass the Dunkin' to get onto the highway. So I was like, let's do it. Treat yourself. It's your last day. It was way easier to wake up this morning, I will say. I mean, normally I'm dragging, but I had a little pep in my step.
Your body's like, let's get this over with.
And David even woke up this morning and he gave me a hug and he said, have a good last show. I'll call you later. He's going to call into the show, I think, at 8.
Yeah, that's exciting. We're going to hear from David later on in the show. And the phones are open right now, 216-474-0104. If you have final well wishes that you want to send to Morgan, the text machine is open as well all morning long. Our friend, Morgan's friend, Austin Love, who used to be on WKYC Channel 3. I think he is, but not as much as he was. He's going to be stopping by this morning. We're going to play a little game called Easter Egg Roulette.
Yeah, hazing on my last day of work.
And final goodbyes after 8 a.m. this morning.
Crazy. Feels crazy.
Morgan's last day on the Q Morning Show. It started back in 2016. Today is the final day. Thanks for being here. The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
This time.
Jack Harlow. It's Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. For one last time, it's Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I think it's just going to be one of those nostalgic mornings.
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking about restaurants that we used to love to go to, and they've gone away. And we also have people calling in this morning. Some people who we haven't heard from in a while. Davin from Chesterland, now in North Olmsted, is on the line. Davin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I talk to Davin all the time in the DMs, but she does occasionally call the show. She's helping me plan my wedding, pretty much.
Yes. Well, Morgan, thank you so much for everything over the last, you know, few years, at least I think 6 years since I've been listening to you specifically. But you've become such a pivotal part of my mornings over the last 3 years, especially. My life has been crazy from working and then going back to school and then working again. You've been the one constant in my mornings, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I am so excited for your next adventure. When the Q Morning Show posted on, you know, the Instagram, I was like, what could it be? And then I told my husband, I said, I bet you Morgan's going to go full time with the podcast. And I was right. And I'm excited for your next adventure.
I can't handle this early in the morning. I can't handle it.
I wasn't meaning to make you cry.
I'm excited
for your next adventure. So you're going to do awesome, and I'll be listening to the podcast for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, Davin. You are so sweet.
And DM me with any more
wedding questions.
Yes,
I'm not going to be able to ask all of Cleveland whenever I have a question, which has been what I've done for the past year. So I will definitely be DMing you, Davin.
Yes.
Thank you,
Davin.
You
know where to find me. Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a nice rest of your last show, Morgan.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for calling in. That's very nice. Phones are open all morning, 216-474-0104. If you want to chime in with well wishes for Morgan as we send her out into the real world.
You're kicking me out of the nest.
Austin Love, I keep saying from WQYC yeah. Channel 3. I think that's where we all know him. He has done something similar to you where he has stepped back from he's making a career shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. He's going to be in studio after 7 this morning. We're going to have some Easter egg roulette after 7 and lots more coming up this morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Q104, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Jay.
Jay!
What's up, Jay?
I'm Morgan.
Oh, Jay. Hi.
I'm going to miss you. Never met you, but I'm going to miss you.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny, right? Like, we haven't met, but I feel like I know you probably just as much as you feel like you know me.
Yeah. Been there through all the changes, and best wishes. Going to miss you. Going to try to keep up with you on Instagram.
That's where I'll be, chronically online, I like to say.
All right. You sure you're not pregnant, though, right?
I'm sure. Jay is the main one out there. He is the main one out there spreading the rumor that I'm with child. No, I'm not with child, Jay. But other than my husband, I'll probably tell you, like, within the first 5 people because you're invested.
Okay. Yeah, you're like a reporter.
I'm sorry.
Trying to get the scoop. Yeah. Trying to get the breaking news.
I'm trying. Love you guys.
Love you, Jay. Guys.
Thank you, Jay, for checking in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love you guys. Peace out.
Morgan, you started at Q104. What year was it? 2015?
Yeah, 2015. Part-timer.
And that means that you worked at all the shifts on Q104.
Oh, yeah.
If they needed you between 10 and 3, you were there. If you were there between 3 and 7, you were there.
Midnight and 4 a.m. I was thinking about that on my way in this morning. About when I first started, and that's in the radio industry, that's when you do all of your training is overnight, mm-hmm. you know, because that's when the most people are not listening because they're asleep at midnight. And I remember it was like, I don't know why I had my dad drive me, but I had my dad drive me and pick me up. I think it was because I was afraid of like walking around downtown Cleveland at midnight and mm-hmm. at 4 a.m. by myself. And I was just thinking about that on the way into work, like, shout out to my dad for driving me to work as I started my first job here in the middle of the night, like to make sure that I got in safe and got out safe.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
I'm happy that your dad did that.
Yeah. My dad's the best.
I remember my first trip to downtown Cleveland for the interview for this job. Now, this is not when I came back. This is back in the
20 years ago.
Yeah. No, this is longer than that. This would be mid 90s. And I'm literally driving into downtown Cleveland for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I get downtown and these are the days before, I think it's before MapQuest, obviously the days before GPS. And I get downtown and I'm completely turned around. I have nowhere to go. There's one way streets and I panic and I just pull into a parking garage. It was across from Tower City.
Okay.
So I parked there. Now, Q104, back in those days, was in the Keith building at Playhouse Square. So for my interview, I had to, I guess it's not that long, but it seemed like.
It seems like it in the moment.
That was a, I'm glad that I arrived for my interview 2 hours before it started.
Because Classic Bill.
I had a long walk from Tower City to Playhouse Square just to get my first interview. And I remember standing outside the Keith building and I look at the sign. It says Q104, 18th floor. And I go back outside just to look up at the building.
Really? I'm like,
whoa. I mean, it's the biggest building I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you never been to New York?
not at 21 years
true,
old.
True.
You know, in the big town for the first time. And then you started working on the morning show, what, back in 2018?
So yes.
You've been here in the morning since 2018.
Correct.
And today is the last day that you have to do it. 216-474-0104.
Today is the last day that I get to do it. Not have to do it.
Right, but that first morning that you can sleep in.
Yeah, oh, I cannot wait for that. I get to do that, too.
It's going
to
be glorious. I said what I said. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show for one more time. It's Morgan and Bill.
One more time.
Yeah, this is a banger. Why does it put you in a good mood instantly?
Yeah, because I don't know. Because I am trying to switch the mood around here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a happy day. Well, you know. What is the saying? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
There you go. I like that attitude.
Yes.
I'm reading the texts that are coming in this morning, and they're also very nice. 216-474-0104. You can also call as well. I just locked onto this one. It said, good morning from Arizona.
That has to be one of your friends.
I started listening to the show because of Bill, because that's where I worked before I moved back home to Ohio. Getting to know Morgan has been fun. Good luck with your new adventure, and you'll be missed.
And you're like, who's that?
Yeah, who's that? Who followed me from Arizona and is listening to the show? Truly best wishes, Morgan. You are amazing. And they just keep coming in. Morgan, we're going to miss you so much. Good luck. Maybe I'll see you around Lake County sometime.
I love Lake County.
Been listening to the Q Morning Show every morning since 2016. And really going to miss you, Morgan. Best of luck on your next adventure. Last night, the new album from Beyonce dropped.
Yes, Cowboy Carter is here.
Did you listen to it on the way in this morning?
No.
Get a little country on the way in?
No, I was reviewing, because I'm going to pick the very last song that I listened to on the Q Morning Show today. And I sent it to our boss for approval yesterday, but I wanted to listen to it on the way in to make sure, like, this is the vibe that I want to leave on. So that's what I listened to on the way this morning.
Are you keeping that as a surprise?
I'm keeping it as a surprise.
Even for me?
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to tell you so you can put the song in eventually, but not right now.
So Cowboy Carter from Beyonce dropped last night. Here's what I know right now. The rumored guest slots, some panned out, some didn't. We heard Dolly Parton. That one came true.
Nice.
The rumored collaboration between Beyonce and Dolly Parton. It happened. This is Jolene.
Jolene. I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man. Jolene, I know I'm a queen. Jolene, I'm still a Creole banshee from Louisiana.
There you go.
Was there swearing in the original version of Jolene?
No, I didn't think so.
Or did Beyonce add that in herself?
A little extra sauce.
And do you have to ask Dolly's permission? It's like, hey, I want to put a swear word in your song. Do you have any issue with that?
Yeah.
I'm sure Dolly said no problem because it's obviously on there. Miley Cyrus is also on the album. Bey and Miley did a song. I think this is called, I don't have it in front of me. It's something, something.
I'll be your shotgun rider. Till the day I die, smoke out the window, flying down the floor. you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Woo!
All right.
I'm into it.
That's called Two Most Wanted. Beyonce and Miley. Post Malone is also on the album. Willie Nelson. The rumors about Travis Scott and Taylor Swift being on the album did not come through. They are not on Cowboy Carter. But 27 tracks, Cowboy Carter is out right now. The Rock Hall is doing something special today in honor of the album dropping. It's Beyonce Fan Day at the Rock Hall. It starts at 10 a.m. this morning until 5 p.m., and you can find out more about that right now at rockhall.com if you're looking for something to do today. All right, so Austin Love from formerly of WKYC, he's still with WKYC Channel
3. Yeah, he's freelancing. He's just not going to be on every day.
He is in the parking lot. He's about to enter the studio. We'll see if we can find out some of his future plans. I don't know what he's willing to share and what he's not. But he's here to wish Morgan some well wishes as we send her out into the real world this morning. Also, we're going to play Easter Egg Roulette, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm being hazed on my way out, I've decided. The things that Bill has made me do this week, it's like, why is this happening the day that I'm leaving?
All that's coming up. It's the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. For one more day, it's Morgan and Bill. And someone who I would say lights up a room whenever he enters it. Would you agree with that, Morgan?
Totally.
He has a big smile on his face whenever he walks into a room, and I can't help but smiling whenever I see this guy.
You can see the hair coming from a mile away, and it reflects the rays of the sun.
Morgan's friend, Austin Love.
Oh, we're not friends,
studio.
Bill? What the heck?
No, but we are better friends.
That is true. That is true.
And you are here for a specific reason on Morgan's last day. Now, there's an epidemic going on around Cleveland the past couple of weeks where it seems like people are just reconsidering their lives and deciding to start new careers. And just like Morgan, coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, we may have to debunk some
conspiracy theories.
Sure.
Theories.
But Austin is no longer with WKYC Channel 3.
Not full time. I'm still doing like a little freelancing. I'm doing some correspondent work, so I'll still be on once in a while.
Oh, that's great.
But just not all the time. Yeah, so I'm getting into a new career. I'm going to make that announcement next week. But I'll tell you what, my semi-retirement from television has been unbelievable. I slept till 6:30 this morning,
which might not
seem like a big deal to a lot of different people.
I can't wait.
For having to wake up at 2:30 in the morning for the past 8 years of my life, it's unbelievable. I'm like, I already had energy before. Now it's on a new level. I feel like I'm like going to be able to like figure out how to split the atom.
Cannot be tamed.
I cannot be tamed. I'm like a lion over here. Rawr.
So let's debunk some of those myths. One of those, and I've seen it a couple times. Morgan, have you seen it? That Austin is going to be joining me on the Q Morning Show. I can categorically deny that.
Yeah, that's not happening, right?
That's right.
Steve?
We're not doing that. The money's too good here. So that's the number one reason. But
it'd be fun.
It would be a lot of fun. I'm not saying that. We wouldn't. We would have a blast.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be as fun as our show.
It's true.
Obviously.
It's true. And that's probably conspiracy theory number two.
I thought we weren't going to tell them.
Is that? Oh yeah. Shoot. Well, conspiracy theories, there's always a little bit of truth to conspiracies, you know?
The Morgan and Austin Show.
Yeah.
Will that be showing up on Cleveland airwaves anytime soon?
Maybe, but probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I'm thinking about it.
Maybe we'll just record a podcast together once in a while.
What about a podcast? Everybody has a podcast. You might as well have one.
Well, if Morgan wants to take her big podcast and use it with my little podcast with like 9 listeners, I mean, we could have a
mega podcast.
A mega cast.
Maybe I'll have Austin on as a guest.
Through osmosis. But but we've had a lot of fun on the show. I mean, but too, before, you know, I'll get on my little soapbox here for Morgan on your last day. You were one of my first friends in Cleveland.
This is true.
You were my first media friend in Cleveland and have been my best media friend here as well. And
wow.
it's been I think when we first met, you were not even on air. Weren't you a producer?
Yeah.
And it's been so much fun to, it's been a lot of fun to see you get into this role, blossom, and then just become the, it's been so much fun listening to you, watching you grow, listening to you grow. And then now going out in the leap of watching your TikTok fame continue to grow and making a career of that. So I'm so proud of you and I'm thankful for our friendship.
Oh, Austin, don't do this to me.
Sorry. You know, I had to get it off my chest.
That means a lot. Yep. I was one of Austin's first friends. In fact, the very first time that Austin and I ever hung out, we were at a friend's house at the Bingham. Austin was a single man.
I was.
He was trying
single
to
Austin.
Get back out there because I believe he had just gone through a little bit of a breakup.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And he was showing me his Bumble profile, mm-hmm. and I was like, we need to revamp this entirely.
Revamp.
We got to scrap the whole thing. So I like to say that I helped you get back out there and eventually find your wife, Allison.
And how did I meet my wife? On Bumble.
Go ahead and tell him.
Wow.
Go ahead and tell him.
Morgie,
so
I
welcome.
Mean, honestly, I have so much to owe for you, owe to you, including my wife.
Your wife.
Yeah, my marriage.
Your first child will be named Morgan.
Absolutely, even if it's a boy.
I love it.
What's it like on Monday morning when you wake up and you have nowhere to go? You don't have to go to work that day.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah? You enjoyed that?
Honestly, it was pretty sweet. Yeah. There was a moment yesterday when my wife was like, hey, we have dinner with the in-laws, with my parents. And there, I almost said, well, it's going to be early because I got to get up in the morning. But I caught myself because I don't have to be up that early anymore. And I was like, you know what, Al? Set the reservations for 6:45. Set it. I'm in. I'll be there till 8:30, baby. Let's roll.
There you go, Morgan. Something to look forward to then?
I really am looking forward to that. I cannot lie.
And enjoy a bottle of wine or two.
Or two.
Or two. Or one and a half.
She's dry now. Did you know that?
You're dry?
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I mean, the only time that
sorry, I threw my
going-away
party at the brewery.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were really peer-pressuring me. Even David, my husband, was like, take a shot with Ken and Austin. I'm like, I don't want to.
I was about to say, you took a shot with me.
I did take half of it, and I gave the rest of it to your wife, Allison.
Still counts. Al's always ready to take the cleanup shots.
She spit it out in the potted plant.
Yeah.
Okay, so Austin is here, and we're going to play a game coming up next because Easter is on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I have a game that I have put together with a lot of help from my family. It's called Easter Egg Roulette.
I'm pretty sure I'm being hazed on my way out of this job, what Bill has made me do this week and this game, too.
I think I'm being hazed as well because Bill texted me. He's like, I got a great idea. And I was like, in Bill we trust. Whatever it is, I'm ready to rock and roll. And then the text comes in after I've already committed. He's like, we're going to be cracking eggs on our head. And that was not what I was anticipating, but here we go. Here we are.
I have a dozen eggs. 11 of them are hard-boiled. One of them is not. We play Easter Egg Roulette next on the Q Morning Show.
If they saw what I saw, I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Q104, it's Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show, for the first time ever on this show, and just in time because it's Morgan's last day today.
Yeah, and the last time ever for me.
First and last, baby.
We're going to play Easter Egg Roulette.
Okay.
It is a very easy game to play. I have 12 eggs right here. Now, these are not cheap, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but eggs are very expensive this week.
They're like gold. Yeah.
They're expensive because of inflation.
How much was it for a dozen?
And we're just going to crack them on our heads.
Why not? Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So we're wasting food, but I paid for it.
Thank you for your service.
12 of these eggs, these colored, beautiful eggs. Let me show them for the camera right here. 11 of them are hard-boiled, like a regular Easter egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them is not.
Mm.
So Easter Egg Roulette, we are going to pass the basket around, and we're going to crack one of these on our forehead. And of course, whoever wins or loses, however you want to look at it, is the one that gets the non-hard-boiled egg.
Right, yay.
You're cracking too, right?
I'm playing this game.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
I feel like when I read the instructions, it sounded like it was just Morgan and I. I was like, that doesn't sound fair.
The eggs were also dyed at Bill's house.
Yeah, so
he knows.
So
we'll see if Bill gets off the hook with this.
So Paula, my wife, and Drew are the ones who color the eggs last night. And then I brought them to work this morning. Stevie is the one who put them in the basket.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I have no idea which egg is the non-hard-boiled
Is there
eggs.
Video proof of this? I would like to see an instant replay.
You're just going to have to trust me. Have I ever lied to you before?
TMZ investigates.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Nothing has ever been this crucial.
I'm a very trustworthy person. Let's start this game. Let's play Easter egg roulette. We drew names before we started this game.
And who drew those names? Bill.
Bill.
Yeah. These are all stacked against us.
Stevie drew the names. Our first contestant in the hot seat for Easter egg roulette is Morgan.
Yes! Morgie!
I was hoping to go first. I didn't take my glasses off. Yeah, because that means I have the best chance at this particular moment of not getting the regular egg.
Do you? Or you have the most chance?
No.
Mathematically, okay, I think she's correct.
Pink. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm a communications
I'm
major. You can't
pink.
Shake them. Just do it.
Ready?
Oh, it's hard!
Nice. Yeah, that looked like concrete in there.
If I have a concussion, I'm sending you the bill. Bill. Okay, who's next?
Morgie is in the concussion protocol today.
Egg number one is hard-boiled. Egg number two, and he's now in the hot seat. It's Austin.
Austin, okay, let's do it. All right.
Passing the basket.
I'm going to do the blue one.
I would lean over that little
you think
paper
so?
Towel. Yeah.
There we go.
Is it hard-boiled?
It's hard-boiled.
It's hard-boiled.
Yeah, it didn't break. Do I have blue stuff on my
head? Yeah, you do.
All right, I'm going to choose.
All right, Bill.
Here we go, Bill.
I'm digging into this basket. All right, here we go. Egg number three.
Oh.
Okay, I cracked it, but this is a hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled
egg. Okay, here we go. Round two.
All right. Round two, baby. I can feel the electric in the air.
12 seemed excessive.
It seems a lot. It seems like a lot.
Are you feeling lucky, Morgan?
Yeah.
Come on, Morgie.
Okay.
Give it a good smack.
Oh, no. It's like kind of juicy.
It's a little juicy. Yeah.
Oh, this hurts. It's hard boiled. I had to take it to the side.
Just take one to the dome.
Literally.
I would like to say to our viewers that are on for the camera here, Morgan's not 2 feet taller than me. I'm like sitting on the floor Indian style over here with this chair. All right, three,
yellow.
Two, one. Oh, I thought
it's hard boiled. So
I thought for a second it wasn't. All right, here we go.
There was a look of shock and concern.
There was. I was like, oh, it's not runny yet.
Five eggs down.
Halfway.
All of them are hard boiled. Here is egg number six.
Everybody has the same shock reaction.
Still hard boiled.
All right. Wow, we're really getting to it.
Sheesh. All right, Morgie. How you feeling about your odds now, pal?
Scared.
How many more we got left? Four?
We're halfway there, so.
We're halfway
there. This is seven.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling confident about this one.
Come on, Morgie. You got to actually hit it. Come on, pal.
Slam it.
Yeah, come on, pal.
What are you talking about?
Hard boiled!
Oh my god,
no, it's not.
It's not?
Are you kidding me? Hit it on your head again. Come on.
It's hard to hit on your head. Oh!
There you go.
With a little help from Austin Love.
Happy last day, pal!
That's the fresh egg right there.
Okay, honestly, I did really try to smash it on my head. But it's like a beer can.
It's so weak,
it's
dude.
It's so hard.
It's an eggshell, dude.
Well, don't worry. Austin cracked it on my head for me, so we're all good.
Yay!
Yay, Morgie!
Paste.
Morgan wins or loses Easter egg roulette.
I think I won. I think I won.
Sure. Yeah, no matter. Good PR swing. That's good. We're proud of you, Morgie. Happy retirement from radio.
I got my head out this sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tune.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104, and Morgan's last day on the Q Morning Show. And for the last time this week, and for the last time in your radio career, we're going to play Battle of the Burbs.
I'm all out of questions, so it's coming at a good time.
Well, wait a minute, who's going to write the questions after you're gone?
Not my problem. You better figure it out.
You don't think you can just write me a few questions to get me through a couple of weeks?
No, I don't think so. You love a ChatGPT moment. utilize it.
All right. Well, it's Good Friday today. I predicted before the show that before the end of the show, Morgan will deny me three times.
How many times has it been?
That's at least the first time. Battle of the Burbs. For the last time with Morgan, that's next.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's find out who's playing on Morgan's last day on the Q Morning Show. First up, from Lorraine. She's a character. It's Brittany. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brittany.
You're going to be taking on Nick from Fairview Park. Nick, good morning,
good morning to you.
Good luck, guys. Someone will have the distinction of being the winner of Battle of the Burbs on Morgan's last day. And you're going to want to shut that car door.
I'll put my seatbelt on right now.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany. Brittany, Nick, your name is your buzzer. Best of five questions. Here we go. With question number one, which continent is the country of Morocco a part of?
Nick? Africa?
Africa is correct. Question number two, name one member of the former Disney Channel girl group, the Cheetah Girls. You cannot do that to me on my last day. Are you kidding?
I don't even remember the Cheetah Girls.
No disrespect to Raven, Adrian, Keely, or Sabrina, icons. Okay, moving on. Nick still leads 1-0. Question number three. What sport does Jordan Spieth play?
Nick?
Golf is right. Okay, Brittany, you have to get this next question to stay alive in the game. If you miss it, or if Nick gets it right, Nick, you will win my final Battle of the Burbs. Question number four. What is the name of the historic theater district in downtown Cleveland?
Nick?
Oh,
Playhouse Square.
Playhouse Square.
The famous Playhouse Square. Everybody knows it. Way to go, Nick. What do you got going on this Easter weekend?
Easter weekend, and so have Friday off, which is nice, and about to head out to a bakery with the family. We got a 10-month-old.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Enjoy your day with the family
nice
today.
Nice and wholesome.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thanks for having us on. Be right back. All right. Battle of the Burbs back on Monday. It's going to be a bleep show.
You'll do fine.
Q104. Teddy Swims, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Morgan's last day on the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. And we've had special guests stop in this morning. We've had lots of calls, people on the text, 216-474-0104. But I don't think there's anyone more special in her life right now. I think they're still newlyweds. I'm still calling them newlyweds.
For sure.
And they're going to do it all over again coming up this June. David is on the phone.
Yay! Last day.
Good morning, honey.
Hello, how are you?
David, have you picked out your outfit yet for this wedding in June? Because that was the big to-do earlier in the week. And that really, Morgan's doing all the work on this, trying to figure out if it's going to be a tux or a suit. Have you figured that out?
Well, yesterday I asked her, is it possible for me to change during the wedding to something more casual? Which is kind of weird because I have not figured out what I'm going to be wearing at the ceremony yet.
Do you have a theme? Maybe there's a beach theme. You could wear flip-flops.
He doesn't have a theme.
I know that if I don't do it,
he's just not going to do it. So
I'm going to go pretty classic, I think. You know, just like
classic
black and white.
Skinny tie.
Nothing too crazy. Oh, yeah, definitely a skinny tie.
But, you know, I feel like, yes, I'm a part of the morning show, but David, I feel like you are too. And I'm saying all my thank yous to, you know, all of our listeners and our bosses. But I definitely have to say thank you to you because you've let me use you for so much content and I've thrown you under the bus so many times and you've always been such a good sport about it. And honestly, I feel like I couldn't make any decision in my life without your constant love and support. So you have been just as much a part of the show. Maybe not just as much, because it's not like you're on here every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, he really hasn't pitched in with the workload.
Right. But anytime I've needed something, he's been more than willing to participate and be a good sport about it. And the people love you, Dave.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Don't cry.
Well, now I feel like I got to get a pension from T104 as well. I've been part of the show, right? No, I'm kidding.
It's not really worth it. I've seen it.
It's been so fun just watching your journey and watching you grow. I know it was a really difficult decision for you. And I'm just super proud of you. I know that you've got a lot of big things ahead of you, but this will always be a massive chapter of your life. And I know you'll look back on it fondly, and you've had a really great time doing it. It's funny to me that someone who does not like waking up early has been doing it for 9 years,
which
is pretty mind-blowing. But I do have one funny story. I know you said I was a good sport, and I know I'm pretty easygoing. Like, I don't care what you say about me on the radio. It doesn't really matter. I know we have a unique story, so it's been fun to share all that. But there was one time that we got in an argument about something that happened on air. I was in London, and I was basically trash-talking my old job, and I sent you a voice note, and I'm listening to the show later that day, and the same voice note I sent you just suddenly plays on air. And I was like, what is going on?
That was bad form on my part.
It was just so, like, jarring. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's like a private message. And I did not expect anyone else to hear that. But, like, when you think about it, who in London is going to listen to something happening over in Cleveland? But that was one funny story.
Yeah, that must have been before my time. I don't remember that. But,
yeah.
David, that stuff to us is gold.
Yeah.
When we are struggling for content and thinking of things to talk about for 4 hours a day, when you send a voice memo that where you're trashing your job, I mean, it's like it's like Christmas Day all over again. I mean,
it's important to know that David does not work at that job anymore. He loves his current job. And that was like early in my broadcast career where, you know, like you said, Bill, everything is content. I don't want to say decency, but like if that would have happened today, I definitely would have asked you first. And I didn't ask you first.
There were so many times where you had done stuff without asking me, and I was totally cool with it, that you just stopped asking me.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, it does take a special person, David, and you are one of those special people. My wife is the same way, that they understand the details and the nuances of the job, and they just roll with it.
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's such a unique way to bring, like, your listeners into the show, and I think you both do a great job at that. And I actually want to commend both of you. Like, people think, oh, it sounds so glamorous being on there, but like, you guys are up early and you're planning the show the night before, and like, I've seen it every night, so like, I get it. And yeah, I commend both of you for it, and I'm proud of Morgan, and I know she's gonna miss the good parts for sure. There's no doubt about that.
I'm happy that the two of you got that bigger house. Because now,
oh my goodness, I'm standing in my living room now with the sun beaming through, which I have not experienced.
Well, the two of you are going to be in that house a lot together, since Morgan doesn't have anywhere to go, and you'll both be working from home. And let me tell you, when I was between jobs, that's the one thing that drove my wife nuts, was you have got to find a job and get out of this house. So I wish the two of you best of luck together being stuck in your house.
Yeah, I'm very curious about how that goes. But
he's going to lock me out of his office. I know it already.
Well, we're going to save $150 a month on gas, so that's great. And the mileage on our vehicles is going to like go down like 80%.
All right, David, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
You.
Love you, Morgan. Done. And happy. I love you, Bill. Don't worry about that.
Thank
Have
you,
a good
David.
One, guys.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Final goodbyes with Morgan coming up next.
Q104.
This time.
Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Look who's on the phone. It's Shay and Willoughby.
Oh, Shay.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Shay.
I am crying. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. I'm sorry that you're crying.
No, it's okay. I have listened to you for a while, and you have helped me through so much, and I will miss you, but I know it's not goodbye, and I'm pretty sure I'll see you around, but just know that you're going to be missed. You're truly a beautiful person inside and out, and I really appreciate everything, so I hope nothing but the best for you.
Oh my gosh, Shay, don't do this to me!
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I've talked to Shay a little bit in the past 2 weeks, and we're going on a coffee date.
Well, that's
and
fine.
I can go at any time in the morning because I'm not going to be here.
That's right. Well, that's great. I'm glad that you two might become friends. Well, you're already friends.
We are.
Now in-person friends.
Yes, Shay, thank you so much for just being a friend of the show for so many years. We appreciate it more than you know.
I'm sure she would reply to that, but she hung up.
Oh, she's crying.
I did not hang up on her.
Aww.
She must be overwhelmed.
I love her. She's the best.
Okay, my turn.
Uh-oh. And he's got a prepared statement.
Don't worry. You don't have to make eye contact.
Good, because I wasn't going to. I haven't all morning.
Morgan Penelope Wright.
Do you think after I'm done on the show, you'll actually know my real middle name?
I don't want to know it.
It's Penelope.
It is Penelope?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I do prefer Penelope.
Okay.
Morgan Wright, a little over 2 years ago, you and I were introduced, I believe for the first time right here in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told, hey, you two, sit down, record something. Let's hear what you guys sound like on the radio together.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just met like seconds before that.
Right.
And now we're supposed to sit down and have this radio-worthy conversation together that could make the difference between you and I working together.
Right.
And of course, all the pressure's on me because you already had the job.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the job to join you. So I don't know if you remember what that first test conversation was, because I do.
I think I do, but I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Okay. I would love to play it, but I don't think anybody saved it. It doesn't exist anymore. I'm sure someone deleted it. But I was panicking because I didn't completely understand that we were going to be recording a segment together. And so I just started talking about this song that I heard on Q104 while I was driving in for the interview that morning. And the song was a hit during the pandemic. It's called If the World Was Ending by J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels. And the song is basically about a guy thinking about his ex-girlfriend and missing her. And the lyrics go something like, I was distracted in traffic and I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened. And it led to him singing, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? And so I thought it would be funny to make fun of this song in the audition,
mm-hmm.
because what is this guy's problem anyway? The world's ending and he's asking his ex-girlfriend to come over?
Right.
Like, why are guys so lazy? They always expect the girl to come over. Why don't you get off your couch, J.P. Sachs? You go over to her place once in a while. So I did that bit for about 5 minutes in my audition, thinking I'm hilarious. And later that day, I get a message from our boss at the time, and he's like, yeah, do you want to come in and re-record something else? Like, I'm not sure what that was.
Oh, God.
So I did come back in, and I guess whatever we recorded was better because I got the job, and you made it so easy on me, and you kept making it so easy on me for the past 2 years. I told everybody that I knew, my friends, my family, and not just them, but people in the industry, people who I respect. And I told them I was insanely lucky to have gotten matched up with someone who had my sensibilities, who sometimes would even finish my sentences, and someone who was always on the same page with me. And even if you weren't on the same page with me, you did not make that obvious.
So fake it till you make it.
For that, I will always be grateful. And while I wish that this partnership would have lasted longer than it did, I will always cherish the 2 years that we did have because I know that you need to go and you need to go do your own thing. And I have no doubt in my mind that whatever it is, it's going to be something spectacular. And we're all going to be here cheering you on. So the song that helped bring us together in a way.
Oh, gosh.
J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels. If the World Was Ending on Q104.
You come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. If the world was ending, you come over right.
The lazy J.P. Sachs. With the bad attitude. Go find her. Go find the girl if you want her so bad. Stop begging her to come over. It's Q104. Morgan's last day on the Q Morning Show. She's been here since 2018. And this is it.
I said I wasn't going to cry. Even at the top of my notes that I have up, it says no tears left to cry because I feel like I've cried them all out, but I definitely am going to. So I'm just going to take my glasses off. This is my last break ever. Well, maybe not ever.
I'm right. I've been telling Morgan this. Never say never.
Yeah.
It's cliched, but it's true. It's a cliche for a reason.
Totally.
Because you never know.
You never know what life is going to throw at you.
Did I think that I would be sitting in this chair hosting the Q Morning Show 3 years ago? No. No way.
Right.
Never say no. I thought I was out. I thought I was done. And yet here I am. So never say never.
My heart is beating out of my chest. And I don't get nervous. I don't know. Maybe it's just the weight of the moment. Knowing I don't want to cry. It's hard because I think, like, you know, making the decision was hard and telling everybody was hard. And I think just I've been really reminded a lot over the past 2 weeks that what we do really matters. And I feel like it's really easy to get, like, in a grind of life and, you know, be stressed about work and kids and money and houses and, like, wedding planning and all this stuff. And, like, it's very easy to get overwhelmed and to say, like, is this worth it? Is all of this worth it? But it is. And just having the outpouring of love from our listeners, my managers, my coworkers, my family, it just has put back into perspective that what I've done here over the past 9 years matters. It has changed people's lives. And you're right there too, Bill. What you do on this show matters. And what you do moving forward is going to matter to people. It's easy to remember that, you know, when you have people constantly texting and calling and DMing. But when you're in the day-to-day of life, it's also a very easy thing to forget. So I think what I want to leave everybody with is you matter. You guys have mattered to me so much. It's the hardest part of saying goodbye and closing this chapter. So as many people that are calling in this morning and saying thank you to me, I have to say thank you to you. You know, we don't really get to see our listeners that much. We get to hear them and talk to them and text them, but it's just very easy to forget that there are thousands of people out there listening to this show and that we make a difference in people's lives. And even if you're not a radio show host, everyone is important and everyone matters. And you're here for a reason and for a purpose. Even on the days where you feel like you don't make a difference, you do. So I want to say thank you again. And, you know, when I started this show, anyone that knew me back then would tell you that I said this was my dream. And I accomplished a dream of mine, and that feels so good. and I'm proud of it. But I've also learned that dreams change. And that's okay, too. So while I'm sad but proud that I got to accomplish one dream, I'm excited to pursue another and hope that it is nearly as much fun as this one was. I consider it all a huge blessing and part of my journey. I mean, there's no way I could ever forget. It was 9 years of my life. Like I said, I grew up on this show. I became the woman that I am today because of this show. So it has been such a blessing. I hold it in such a high regard. And I said this earlier today, and I'm going to say it again. After all the tears have left my body, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened and it was good and it was fun. And we have to celebrate those things in life. So I want to leave happy and partying and celebrating and saying thank you to our listeners. Bill, thank you for being the best co-host. I have no doubt that you are going to continue to crush it. And just thank you. The end of an era. Okay, that's it. It's over. I don't have anything else to say. But it wouldn't be a Morgie Last show if we didn't play on some Harry Styles and One Direction.
Oh, God.
So.
I thought you were going to say Sarah McLachlan.
No.
I was like, please don't say Sarah McLachlan.
No. We're partying. Thank you so much. I love you. You'll see me around.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.